Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us once again on the Retro Radio Memories podcast. We hope you had a very safe and happy new year, and you're ready for more old-time radio goodness. This week, we have selected an interesting show entitled Pat O'Daniel and His Hillbilly Boys from 1939. Pat O'Daniel was the band leader for the Hillbilly Boys, a Texan Western swing band. He was appointed so by his father, W. Lee O'Daniel, or Pappy O'Daniel, as he was more commonly known, to help not only sell the W. Lee O'Daniel's flour company product, Hillbilly Flour, but also to get the elder O'Daniel the gubernatorial win for 1939, making him the 46th governor of Texas. His popularity, thanks in no small part to the Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys daily radio show, also secured Pappy, whose tagline in the show and for his campaign was "Pass the Biscuits, Pappy," a second term as governor before he retired and became a senator in 1941, defeating future president Lyndon B. Johnson. The songs for this episode include the Hillbilly Boys' popular opening song, "I Like Mountain Music," as well as a rendition of Henry Red Allen's "I Never Slept a Wink Last Night" from 1933. There's also a cover of 1932's "Chinese Honeymoon," "Way Down Yonder," and 1933's "My Brown-Eyed Texas Rose." This episode, by the way, starts off quite strong and clear, but around the 6-minute mark starts to get a little crunchy. Not enough to destroy your listening experience, I don't believe, but just a word of warning. So let's drop in on Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys for some toe-tapping tunes on Retro Radio Memories.
The W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
Dollar smile, yeah. It's the latest swinging sound. It's in my walking, it's in my talking, it's with me all the while. I said to do to those hard-time blues, and from here on out, I'm a smiling through. I'm a happy child and I'm running wild, and the Hillbilly Boys are on the air.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real Hillbilly Band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits, Hillbilly Flour, show makes them grand. So all we sing and play and try to make folks happy, we hope you'll stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, and pour 4 hours. Don't push Hillbilly Flour, go down and your Hillbilly Band.
Yes, sirree, once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company. Fort Worth, Texas brings you these wide awake, restoring Hillbilly Boys to play another 15-minute program for you. And to start our little program off, well, I believe we're going to ask the little Horace to walk up here to the microphone. And Horace is going to sing us numbers for everybody listening to the program. He said, "I never slept a wink last night."
I never slept a wink last night. All I did was think last night. Just kept wondering why she told me goodbye. I never slept a wink last night. I had silly notions in my head. I couldn't even go to bed. Won't you come back once more? Let me get some sleep once more. I never slept a wink last night. Oh, baby, can't you see? I love you, baby, can't you see? Oh, baby, you're telling me of the things that I didn't do. I never slept a wink last night. All I did was pray last night. Just kept wondering why she told me goodbye. Never slept a wink last night. You hear me crying. I never slept a wink last night. Thank you. up a wink last night. All I did was think last night. Just kept wondering why she told me goodbye. I never slept a wink last night. I had silly notions in my head. I couldn't even go to bed. Won't you come back once more? Let me get some sleep once more. I never slept for a wink last night. Oh, baby, can't you see? I love you, baby, can't you see? Oh, baby, you're telling me of all the things that I didn't do. I never slept for a wink last night. All I did was pray last night. Just kept wondering why she told me goodbye. Never slept a wink last night. You hear me crying. I never slept a wink last night.
Thank you very much, Horace. That was mighty fine indeed. And boys, you know, we'd like to get letters from our friends that use Hillbilly Flour and other Hillbilly products and everybody that listens in to these programs. And here's the letter from good old Lano, Texas.
Good old Lano.
And says, dear Pat and Hillbilly Boys, we listen to all your programs every day and enjoy them a lot. We also use Hillbilly Flour and think it is the best on the market. Will you please play a number for me on one of your programs? That's signed a Hillbilly Booster, Ruby Moehle, M-O-E-H-L-E. Good old Lano.
Good old Ruby.
Is that Lano or Lano, Texas?
Lano.
Lano? Well, yes, thank you very much. And we sure do appreciate this letter from Ruby. And we'd like to hear from other Hillbilly users throughout this great state of Texas that use Hillbilly Flour and other Hillbilly products. And we want to hear from our listeners outside the state of Texas, too. Yes, sir, we like to hear from everybody, even if you can't get a hold of our Hillbilly product right now. Well, let's see. Go on with the program. Leon seems to be all laughter on this program.
Yeah.
So why?
He's going on a honeymoon.
Oh, that's right. He's going on a honeymoon with little Horace. Yeah. It's Leon and Horace singing together. Chinese honeymoon. Much, boys. And to get on with the program here, I think we're going to have a good old breakdown, an instrumental to one of the two. Mickey Wicket's going to play it anyhow. And Mickey Wicket, you just walk up here and play that good old number way down yonder. Thank you. you very much, boys. The Lord is our God, is very kind and generous. We overlook so many of the marvelous blessings He has bestowed upon us. One of these most precious gifts is our health. Those of us who have been blessed with good health should certainly take all precaution to preserve it. Eat bread made from pure, wholesome, and health-preserving hillbilly flour.
Please pass the biscuits, Pappy.
You know, I believe when Leon passed the biscuits on this song, he's about ready to sing a song, too. So, Leon, let's just walk right over here and sing this good old number for everybody. My brown-eyed Texas girl. Leon, and I see our time's all up. We have some more numbers here to play for you, friends, but our time is all gone. So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like my music, good old mountain music. I like that music, good thick white stuff. Hillbilly fast, don't make some bread. So always sing and play. Try to make folks happy. We hope you'll stay. Pass the biscuits, Pappy, when you can get there. Write up a card or letter, go down your lane, you hillbilly man.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W.L.O. Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of hillbilly products.
Even though you want to, I don't believe you can still purchase hillbilly flour. But looking online, you can sure get a lot of products from Cafe Press with the company's logo on it. Now, if the Pat O'Daniel and his hillbilly boys seemed a little familiar to you, it's probably because you're remembering the 2000 hit film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? In which, in the film, Governor of Mississippi and host of the Flower Hour radio show, Pappy O'Daniel, played by the late great Charles Durning, uses the talents of the fugitive turned popular musical act, the Soggy Bottom Boys, to help thwart the political aspirations of Homer Stokes. Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys did just a little better than Everett and his friends. It's been reported that when their bus rolled into Houston, an estimated 26,000 people were in attendance, the largest gathering for a political rally at that point in Texas at the time. It's also been said that when Pappy and Pat were touring with the band, they drove over 20,000 miles raising support for the elder O'Daniel's political aspirations, as well as for the flower. And friends, I think that about wraps up this show. We hope you'll remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The podcast is available on iTunes, and if you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at vicsage@retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to The Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just shout, "Pass the biscuits, Retroist!" Or just hop on over to The Retroist at www.retroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories Podcast is off the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, here and listening at home, the great state of Mississippi, Happy O'Daniel, Governor, want to thank the Soggy Bottom Boys for that wonderful performance. Now, it looks like the only man in this great state who ain't a music lover is my esteemed opponent in the upcoming Homer Stokes. Yeah, well, there you go. Come, taste.
This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye. And we hope to see you next time.